Hello?
Thank you for calling Custom Support. I'm returning your call. My name is Kiera. How may I help you?
Kiera?
Kiera with a K.
Kiera. Okay. I'm calling to find out about a charge. your company there just says amazing value, so I don't know what I bought there, so I'd like to check on those charges.
Okay, sir, may I please have your zip code?
90291.
Can I have your first and last name?
Paul Kibbe, K-I-B-B-E-Y.
Can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
44 Park Avenue, Venice, California.
You said 44 Park Avenue, Venice, California, 90291.
Yeah.
Okay, give me one moment.
Venice is V-E-N-I-C-E.
Sir, I'm still here. It's just that my account is I'm sorry, my system is going really, really slow today. Can you bear with me and please stay on the line?
All right.
Okay, sir, I have your account pulled up. How may I help you?
Yeah, it seemed like there was a charge on December 1st, 22 of 6732. And there was also on another day, I think, a charge for 574.
Okay, so the reason you're being charged... The reason you're being charged is 6732 is because of that first initial charge you made on November 26th, where you paid shipping and handling $5.74 for a tactical bag.
For what?
A tactical bag.
A technical bag.
A tactical. T-A-C-T-I-C-A-L, like a book bag, a black book bag.
I never bought that.
You didn't pay shipping and handling for it?
I did get something in the mail. There's this bag. I never ordered it. Pretty smelly. And I don't know how to make it work. It's I guess it's a shoulder bag or something, but I never ordered it.
Okay, sir. Well, do you know someone who could have charged it on your card?
No, but I'll check. I'll check and see if somebody did that, you know, for a gift or something, I suppose.
Okay, well,
you know, if they if it was a gift, though, it seems like they would have paid for it and not myself getting charged for it. It's a little bag. It's like 6 inches by 10 inches. I don't even know how to use it, actually. And it really smells.
Yes, sir. Well, just give us a call back, and if no one have made that charge, then the when you call back, they'll have to transfer you to the fraud department.
To the fraud department? Yeah, why don't you just go ahead and transfer me over there now, because I'm sure nobody would have bought it and charged it to me and sent it to me.
Okay, give me one moment.
Alrighty. Hey, mister. I can't. I'm on the line. I'm taking care of a fraud thing. I'm actually on hold.
Okay, sir, I have canceled that account for you, so they won't be able to bill you anymore.
They won't be able to what?
Bill you anymore. Is there anything else I can do for you before charge you?
Oh, bill me. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
It's okay.
All right.
Is there anything else I can do
for
you?
So
you
can't charge me anymore, but what about that particular charge?
I can't do anything to the account. I will have to transfer you to the fraud department, and I'm sure they can assist you.
Okay.
Since it's considered fraud. Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Please stay on the line.
Okay. Thanks.